Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, we live in a world that is so busy and it's ever changing. And I think a lot of the time, especially for young people with technology and the internet and so many different apps, and there's a lot of pressure. And I think a lot of time young people can feel possibly more than when I was younger, much more peer pressure, because there's so many different places where peer pressure can come from. And I think that can be really overwhelming. Now, our next guests are involved in an organisation that reaches out to young people during that stage, in that really formative stage of life, especially secondary school years, where there's so many changes happening and a lot going on. And because the organisation is focusing on young people, reaching out to young people, they have really, really incredible results. In the studio to tell us more, we have Tony Foy, who is the Executive Director of Net Ministry Ireland, and Declan Morris, who's a missionary, or a netter as they call themselves, from Net Ministries. Well, you're both very welcome. Thanks for joining us in studio, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, Tony, first of all, start off by telling us just a little bit about what Net Ministries is and how it all started.
Sure. Net started in 1981, Wendy, in St. Paul, Minnesota, and there was a youth worker for the Diocese of St. Paul, and he was asked to do something for the youth. And that's basically how it evolved. And that guy is now the director of Net in the USA. It's in Canada, Australia, Ireland, Uganda, and Scotland as well.
So from small beginnings, it's grown all over the world. It's absolutely fantastic. So how does it all work? What is your mission, and how do you share the gospel with young people?
Yeah. So our mission is to bring Jesus to young people and then to invite them into the life of the church. And what we do is we invite young people to volunteer a year of their lives, and we train them up as missionaries, and we send them out into parishes and schools wherever they're invited to go in teams of young people.
So how many missionaries do you have at the moment in any kind of given year in Ireland?
Well, this year we have over 50
wow.
missionaries. Yeah, so it's incredible just the demand that's there for the missionaries, but also that, you know, people have it on their hearts that they want to do something and give something back. And, you know, a quarter of them are Irish, many internationals, and, you know, Americans, Canadians, Australians, and one guy from Uganda this year as well.
Wow, fantastic. So it's amazing, really, because I suppose it talks about the universality of faith, people together coming from all over the world, and young people sharing faith with other young people. But is it hard to find them, or are you kind of oversubscribed?
It's always a challenge to get young people to step up sometimes. But
it's a big commitment, isn't it?
It's a big commitment, yeah. But when people realise, like, Declan is here beside me, and Declan was one of those young people who was maybe thinking about it, maybe not thinking about it. And his own experience of actually doing a year of Net is an answer to all of that. And that is so worth it whenever people do.
Okay, Declan, so tell us a little bit about kind of how you got involved in the first place.
Well, I suppose I could start by saying I grew familiar with Net Ministries when I was in around third year of secondary school. Like, this was just around a time where I was like struggling a little bit with my faith, with like kind of, I was just struggling to go further, like deeper into it. But eventually I joined my youth group, and Net were like within the youth group, and they were just so like, they were so welcoming, and they really helped me with my faith and grow deeper in my faith. So how I got into doing Net this year was I was in a retreat in Ross Cray called Youth 2000, and basically the Net team were basically visiting. They weren't actually there for the full retreat, but they were, the whole Net Ireland was in Ross Cray, and basically they were they basically just came to like look for a few extra people to do Net because they were low.
They were saying,
on numbers.
Here we are, this is what we're doing. Do you want to get involved? And what was your kind of first reaction? Do you kind of go, oh, I'm not sure if that's for me, or were you straight away, yeah?
I think my first reaction was getting to know them first of all, and I kind of what kind of drew me to it was these guys, these Catholics, these young Catholics from, you know, Canada and America, which kind of drew me to it. It's like, these guys are, you know, they're really cool, and I want to like get to know them. But then how I actually got involved with it was one of the girls went over to one of the staff members and said, I wanted to do Net. Now, I never told her I wanted to do Net, but she basically had assumed that I did want
to
do it.
She was pushing you in the right direction,
yeah,
was she?
Yeah, that's right. And basically, the guy that was like doing it was like, he was serious, and he was like, kind of like, would you actually do like Net this year? Would you do like commit to it fully?
So that was the beginning of it for you.
Yeah.
So what's the year been like so far? What have you been doing?
It's been amazing. Like, it's, I think joining Net has been one of the best decisions I've ever made, just because We've been working in Dunshaughlin, County Meath, and we've been working a lot with the I'd say confirmation class up to 6 year in secondary school. We've been set up youth groups. We've got all sorts of like groups on like for all the ages, for all those teenagers, and just signing up and watching them. Like, I think just for them to come to it is a blessing for us, just because, you know, I feel like the youth in Dunshaughlin, it's not like how I feel blessed is that like they're not resistant towards it.
They're kind of open. They're open to faith.
The only thing is they don't know so much about it, which is.
And what sort of reaction have you kind of seen? So Net goes into a place like Dunshaughlin and you say, okay, let's do all we can to teach people about faith, teach people about Jesus. And as you say, Declan, and we've heard this from so many different people that actually young people are really open to hearing about it, but they just don't know the kind of basics of the faith. But what sort of reaction do you get when you are trying to explain and kind of teach?
A lot of the reaction we actually see is the kind of like, well, I actually didn't know that. I never kind of thought about it from that perspective, you know? And that's actually quite a common response we get from them, is that we rarely ever see them like uninterested in what we're actually saying, you know? So they're actually, they're very interested in, you know, what we have to say and what we have to teach and all that.
What would you say to kind of, and perhaps it happens with the young people that you're already meeting, that a young person who really wants to live out their faith but feels kind of under pressure to really conform, because it's very countercultural to be a Christian in today's Ireland, isn't it? But what would you say to that young person who just finds it difficult to live out their faith?
Well, personally, how I got it was because there was a time when I was kind of like struggling to go out with my faith. But I think becoming part of a community, that really helps. And when you've got a lot of friends that practice their faith, it really helps because they encourage you. And they really, it makes you feel good, you know, that you've got a faith. And I think what they need is that encouragement from people their age to know that it's cool to have faith, you know?
And it's been plugged into that support network. It's great, Tony, just to hear Declan's kind of own experience in Dunshaughlin there. Obviously, there's been lots of other areas in Ireland that teams from Net have gone to. What have been some of the kind of good results that you've seen from the work that's been done?
Yeah, well, we've our first local parish team was in Sligo, and a youth group continued for years. We were only there for 1 year. A youth group continued for years after that. And that's young people whose lives are vastly different now than they would be had that investment not been made. We're also in a little town called Athenry in Galway for the third year this year, and they're now employing a youth minister as we speak to go into the parish after the Net team leaves. So what we're about is actually changing the culture within the church in Ireland to having no youth ministry, to actually having youth ministry on an ongoing basis for the young people of a given parish.
Because it seems to me, certainly from Declan's experience, and maybe this is echoed in other places, is that when you go and you reach out to young people and you say, look, this is what our Christian faith means and this is what it's all about, and ask us questions, that young people are hungry for it.
Absolutely. And there is, young people just haven't experienced the faith, you know? And I see it in my own kids. My eldest Phil is 18 and they go down after that, 17 years of age. And they aren't faithful because their parents are faithful. They're faithful because they've found their faith themselves amongst their own peers, you know? So it's so important that young people are given the opportunity. We have Declan here, and he's handing out the faith, and it's accepted because he's a young person himself.
It's much easier from kind of peer to peer.
Absolutely, rather than from the top down.
Because I'd say a lot of parents, Tony, would be listening with interest to that, and that probably is the key, isn't it? Is trying to get plugged into different groups, different youth activities, all these sorts of things going on, because there is a lot of young people out there. You just kind of have to look in the right places.
And the thing about it is, we want our kids to play rugby, soccer, Gaelic, learn the piano and do all sorts of fun things like Irish dancing and whatever. And we're willing to get into the car and take them twice a week to different things. When it comes to the faith, we've got to change our mindset that we're going to have to do that as well, to get them involved in their faith. There's Youth 2000 youth groups all over the country. Take them to them. If there's a Net team nearby, take them to the youth, whatever's been organized by the Net team. But we've got to change that mindset. It's something we've got to be proactive about to have our
make it a priority.
Yeah.
What about someone who might be listening that says, oh, I like the sound of doing what Jacqueline's done, taking the year out. If you want to get involved in Net Ministries, how does it work? What age you have to be and what's involved?
18 years to 30 years of age. Look on our website, netministries.ie, and send us an email. We will be back to you straight away and we'll give you a phone call within the next couple of days.
Well, Declan, what about someone who's listening who's like you, because you had your friend putting you forward. She knew before you even knew. You know, someone who's thinks, yeah, that sounds great, but oh, I might be a bit hesitant, or could I take a year off, or big commitment. What would you say to them?
Just do it. I think for me, like when I was like, when I had been asked to do net, I was thinking about it. It's just like, I could really not do this because I don't want to like give away a year of doing this, because, you know, but at the same time, I was kind of like, if I don't do this, I'm probably going to regret it, you know? So just if you have that little bit, even just a little kind of like bit in the back of your mind saying like it's a good idea, I'd say look into it. Definitely.
And go for it. Well, it's been fantastic to chat to you both today, and just incredible work that is being done by Net Ministries here in Ireland. And it's so encouraging to hear just the response that you get as well in the places where young people go out and try and share their faith, that, you know, the response they're getting is overwhelmingly positive.
Absolutely.
Great news today. Good to hear just the work that's being done. So if you've just joined us, I've been chatting to Tony Foy, who's the Executive Director of Net Ministries, and Declan Morris, who's given up a year to go around and work with Net Ministries. I've been mainly working in Dunshaughlin and County Meath, and they've been talking to us in studio about their work this morning. Guys, thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.